So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, two teams with a bit higher of a pedigree. Let's ask Scott Dockerman about it. Scott, good afternoon. Thanks for the time here on a Friday. Let's go back in time first to last night. What did you think? What did you make of it? Miami now pretty much gets a home game for the Natty.
It's kind of incredible because when you consider Miami had, 41 minutes of time of possession and looked to be the more dominant team in every facet, yet it came all the way down to the end, and you could say a missed pass interference call in the end zone could have given Ole Miss a relatively nice opportunity to pull out a victory. And I think what we saw was two teams on full display. Miami had all the talent in its direction. It had everything you think that would put it in the championship game, and it nearly blew it up because of all of these issues that have been attacking them over the years, coaching and what have you. So, other than that, I mean, it was a fantastic game, one of the best we've seen in recent college football history, and considering the stakes, this one will go down in the archives.
How has Miami done it? These three wins here, Ohio State and Ole Miss most recently, how have they gotten here?
Well, you look statistically and you look at their defense. I mean, this is an impressive unit. I mean, man for man, they're as talented as any team in the country. It's just at times they waned in the regular season. I mean, in losses to SMU and Louisville, who weren't bad teams. I mean, they both won 9 games, but there were times when you wondered, what is not clicking here? And this has been the case of Miami for years. But once they got into the tournament and you saw the way that they were able to compete and beat Texas A&M and Ole Miss, I mean, they were the better team in those games. But, the game against Ohio State is what surprised me. I mean, the Buckeyes did not play well. The Buckeyes should have been a pretty good matchup for Miami and yet fell apart in so many areas. But I think a lot of that was more or less that Miami was incredibly focused and played its best game of the year. So I think Miami, athletically certainly has a chance to match up in the next game, either against Indiana or Oregon, but I would not put them as the favorite despite playing at home.
Well, let's go to that Indiana-Oregon matchup. What can their first matchup tell us about this one, or is it just kind of wipe the slate clean?
I think it tells you that Indiana is a very seasoned and mentally tough team. Last year, you kind of wondered about that when they lost in the playoff to Notre Dame or on the road to Ohio State. This year, going to Oregon really shifted that competitiveness, the mindset of their own team and then everybody else's perception of them into saying that Indiana is more than capable of beating anybody anywhere. Going there, I mean, they won 30-20, but they also had a pick six that they threw, Fernando Mendoza did, and if you don't want to remove a touchdown like that, but you do say that they were the more dominant team there. That said, you look at Oregon and how physical they are up front on offense. Everybody thinks they're a finesse team and stylistically. However, they are a very physical line of scrimmage team, and I think they're capable of matching up. So I think you take a lot from that first game, but I think you also say, hey, if Oregon doesn't make those mistakes, if Indiana plays a little bit more flawlessly, the game can go in any direction.
Are we watching a game tonight with Dante Moore of Oregon and Fernando Mendoza of Indiana, the quarterback matchup of the top two picks in this draft, and is number one on the line here?
It could be, very much so. I mean, I think, Mendoza, you know, is definitely going to the NFL. But I think you look at Dante Moore, and he's got kind of a decision to make. I think he could be number one. I think he could be number two in the draft. And do you give that up to come back? Because I think one more year of seasoning would certainly help him out. And with NIL, he's got a chance to make, maybe not the same as he would in the first round, but or in the upper first round, but he'd make a lot. And so he's got a decision to make, but I think it's going to be hard for him to turn it down. But I think when you're the Las Vegas Raiders, you've got to probably send your whole staff or your at least your evaluation staff, because you don't have a head coach, to Atlanta tonight to really evaluate both players, because both are going to be in the NFL. Both are probably going to be starting games next year.
Probably an impossible question to answer because of how fluid everything is in college football in terms of transfer portal money and you know, just how much of a Wild West it is. But how sustainable is Indiana being a national power?
I think it's very sustainable now, because before, Indiana had the worst reputation in the sport. It was the losingest program in college football history up until mid-November. But now what you look at it is they have a great coach. They can import players. They have a system where they can pay. They have an alumni base that's the largest in the country. The Indiana University chain has more alumni than any other in the country, and you have influential donors like a Mark Cuban and others that are willing to pay. So Indiana, for all of us who remember them pre-2023 as this horrific football program, now if you're 16 years old, you don't remember that. All you're going to do is see them play and compete for national championships. So I think it's sustainable, whereas before they would never compete with Michigan or Ohio State for upper echelon players. They would rarely compete with teams like Iowa, Wisconsin, or Michigan State for the second tier guys or in the Chicagoland. And it was this perpetual cycle. And then they didn't have the coaches who could hang with anybody in the Big Ten. Now they can do all of it. And so I think they are sustainable in competing for playoffs and potentially for national titles, as long as Kirk Cignetti is employed there.
Scott Dochterman of The Athletic, covering college football. Excellent as always. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.